11 ਤੋਂ 1 ਤੇ ਸੰਡੇ 11 ਤੋਂ 1 ਪੰਜਾਬ ਤੋਂ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਵੱਖੋ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਰਿਪੋਰਟਰ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਇਆ ਕਰਨਗੇ ਤੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਆਪਾਂ ਕਰੰਟ ਇਸ਼ੂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵਿਸ਼ਿਆਂ ਤੇ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਿਆ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਮੋਟ ਕਰਵਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਬਹੁਤ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ। 416-303-4444 416-303-4444 ਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ।
अब मॉर्गेज की परेशानी हुई खत्म, कीस्टोन फाइनेंशियल एक्सपर्ट के साथ कमर्शियल मॉर्गेज, रेजिडेंशियल मॉर्गेज, प्राइवेट मॉर्गेज, कंस्ट्रक्शन मॉर्गेज, रीफाइनेंस, रिन्यूअल, सेल्फ एम्प्लॉयड और सेकंड मॉर्गेज, ऑल योर मॉर्गेज सॉल्यूशंस। कीस्टोन फाइनेंशियल एक्सपर्ट की जैस्मीन परमार से आज ही कॉन्टेक्ट कीजिए। इनके पास है मॉर्गेज इंडस्ट्री में सालों का तजर्बा और आपकी मॉर्गेज का आसान हल। जैस्मीन परमार, प्रिंसिपल ब्रोकर। कॉल टुडे 647-923-5659 647-923-5659। स्पीक योर लैंग्वेज इंग्लिश, पंजाबी एंड हिंदी। लाइसेंस नंबर 13654।
अजीत सुनते हो?
अब कह भी दो।
कितनी दफा तो कह चुकी हूँ,
मगर कब?
अब कुछ कहना मैंने नहीं है, बस लेके जाना पड़ेगा आपको हियर मैक्स हियरिंग सेंटर पर।
अल्टीमेट हियरिंग सॉल्यूशन, नो ऑब्लिगेशन, कॉम्प्लीमेंट्री हियरिंग टेस्ट।
हियर मैक्स हियरिंग सेंटर, कॉल शिराज 416-792-8792।
रिंगिंग, बजिंग, हिसिंग, टाइम टू गेट योर हियरिंग चेक।
बाय वन हियरिंग एड गेट वन 15% ऑफ। 416-792-8792। अल्टीमेट हियरिंग सॉल्यूशन 416-792-8792।
बटाला सुपर मार्केट, बटाला सुपर मार्केट, हलाल मीट ते सब्जियां नाले फल भी ताजा मिलदे, इत्थे मछली अंडे दूध दही ते सस्ते चावल मिलदे, भल्ले पकौड़िया ताजा मिठाइया गर्म समोसे मिलदे, बटाला सुपर मार्केट।
स्कारपोरो दी वाहिद ते मिसाली सुपर मार्केट, बटाला सुपर मार्केट, 200 मार्कम रोड, स्कारबोरो, मार्कम रोड से इंग्लिंटन का संगम। फोन 416-264-3111।
मजे मजे के टिक्के, मजे के कबाब,
खाना हो तो आ जाओ शाहीन टिक्का और कबाब।
ऑल योर फेवरेट डिशेस प्रिपेयर्ड टू परफेक्शन एट शाहीन टिक्का एंड कबाब।
मुझे मजे दे चिकन टिक्के कबाब, बिरयानी दाल तड़का,
लाहौरी स्टाइल नाश्ता, मजेदार कढ़ाई, माउथ वाटरिंग कबाब एंड सिजलिंग बारबेक्यू आइटम।
शाहीन टिक्का और कबाब
इन फ्लेमिंगटन मॉल।
वेलकम बैक तमाम सामीन जो हमें सुन रहे हैं 770 एम डायरेक्ट प्रोग्राम साजो आवाज। मैं हूं आपका होस्ट आमिर अहमद और हमारे साथ प्रोग्राम में शामिल हैं शाजिया मलिक साहिबा। और जैसा कि कहा था कि ब्रेक से पहले आपको एक बहुत ही खसूसी मेहमान से मुलाकात कराएंगे और बताएंगे आपको कि एक्चुअल पाकिस्तान एयरफोर्स क्या है, कैसे काम करती है और उसके पायलट का जो मेयार है वो सब कुछ क्या है। तो आइए पहले शाजिया मलिक साहिबा को खुश आमदीद कहते हैं। अस्सलाम वालेकुम वरहमतुल्लाहि वबरकातुहू, कैसी हैं आप?
WSC हम बिल्कुल ठीक हैं। तो आज तो हम बड़े एक्साइटेड हो गए हैं, हमारे साथ एक बहुत ही यूनिक पर्सनालिटी हैं। असल में उनकी एक्सपर्टीज बहुत है एयरफोर्स में, लेकिन इसके साथ साथ जो आइसिंग ऑन द केक है कि वो बड़े हैंडसम हैं, तो हम इसलिए भी बड़े खुश हैं उनको आज जो है यहां पे जो है इनवाइट करके, एंड वी आर एक्सट्रीमली ग्रेटफुल कि उन्होंने हमारा इनविटेशन कबूल किया और वो यहां पे आए। ही इज एयर कॉमोडोर आरिफ मुइनुद्दीन और इन्होंने सर्व किया है पाकिस्तान एयरफोर्स में एज फाइटर पायलट फॉर 30 ईयर्स। इन्होंने इंस्ट्रक्टर के तौर पर भी काम किया है PAF अकेडमी और ये इन्होंने इंस्ट्रक्शंस दिए हैं जो फ्रेंच मिराज जो तैयारे थे उसके ऊपर भी। ही इज द पायनियर ऑफ द फर्स्ट मैरीटाइम मिराज स्क्वाड्रन। इन्होंने इंस्ट्रक्टर जो हैं वो रहे हैं F-16 के भी। ये कमांडर थे मिराज स्क्वाड्रन के इन कॉम्बैट कमांडर स्कूल और वेटरन हैं बड़े पाक अफगान एयर वॉर के। इनके जो क्वालिफिकेशंस हैं और भी बेशुमार हैं, लेकिन इससे पहले कि मैं और ज्यादा लंबी तकरीर करूं और आप भी बहुत एंशियस हो जाएं कि भई ये हैंडसम आदमी कौन है, तो हम आपसे उनकी मुलाकात कराते हैं। हमारे साथ आरिफ साहब मौजूद हैं। आरिफ साहब, थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग अस सर, कैसे हैं आप?
अस्सलाम वालेकुम, थैंक यू फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी।
नहीं नहीं, इट्स सच अ प्लेजर सर, इट्स सच अ प्लेजर। अच्छा, ये जो असल में जो अभी बड़ा कारनामा किया है ना पाकिस्तान एयरफोर्स ने और बहुत ही जबरदस्त तरीके से जो सारी, और यानी कि पाकिस्तान एयरफोर्स की एक लेगेसी भी रहा है, आपको मालूम ही है MM आलम का हम बड़ा जिक्र करते हैं, तो जरा आप अपने बताइए कि सबसे पहले तो कि आपके ایئر فورس میں جب لڑکے پاکستان سے آتے ہیں تو کرائٹیریا کیا ہے آپ کا، کتنے سلیکٹ ہوتے ہیں، کتنے آتے ہیں، پاس آؤٹ کتنے کرتے ہیں اور کیا ٹریننگز آپ کراتے ہیں؟ کیونکہ آپ تو خود بھی جو ہے انسٹرکٹر رہے ہوئے ہیں، تو آپ ذرا یہ ساری چیزوں سے پہلے شروع کیجئے اینڈ دین وی ول کم ٹو دا آپریشن اگینسٹ انڈیا جو بھی کیا پاکستان ایئر فورس نے.
یو سی، یہ جو ابھی آپریشن ہوا سندور کا، اٹس اے کنٹینیوشن آف واٹ وی ہیو بین ڈوئنگ فار مینی مینی ایئرز. ہمارا سلیکشن کرائیٹیریا فار پیپل وی پک اپ فرام دا جنرل پبلک از ویری ویری ہارڈ. آئی کین گیو یو مائی ایگزامپل. ان دا ایئر 1971 آفٹر دا وار 6,000 پیپل اپلائیڈ فرام آل اوور پاکستان اینڈ 67 وار سلیکٹڈ وچ از ناٹ ایون 1%. And 35 graduated as pilots.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those 35, I think half of them made up to become fighter pilots, rest went to the transport and other aircraft. So that is the cream of the nation we pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, in the Air Force, in the Pakistan Air Force especially, only officers fight. Mm-hmm. Airmen are taking care of the maintenance and everything, but basically the officers fight. And they have to be so well trained, because we know that we are always pitched against an enemy which is much bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
But look what we have done in 65, 71, 2019, 2025. Bigger size does not mean that you can have air dominance.
Mm-hmm.
Now this Operation Sindoor has actually driven the last nail in the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
For the Indian Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for them, but this is a fact.
Unhone apni jo weakness thi usko bilkul
expose kar diya. The mm-hmm. other thing is, especially in this operation, mm-hmm. they have really embarrassed
mm-hmm.
The manufacturers of Rafale. Mm-hmm. And I think France would be not very happy with it. Let me tell you, Rafale is a very, very potent platform.
Yeah.
With BVR missiles and everything, but we beat them because of mere pilot ability.
Mm-hmm.
And the jazba we have, mm-hmm. us jazbe ko nobody can beat.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I think the Indian pilots do this job as a job.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went and all my colleagues and juniors and seniors, we have a passion.
Mm-hmm.
We have a passion for flying.
Mm-hmm.
And Amare Air Chief, present Air Chief, he says it's not, I have to see who has to go for the mission, I have to stop them, because everybody wants to go for any type of mission. So we are dar jo hum wo kehte hain na, jo dar gaya wo mar gaya. Darte hum hai nahi, marte to hum hai nahi, hum to shaheed hote hain, so we are okay. ان بوتھ سچویشن.
اچھا سر، ایسا ہے کہ جیسے ابھی انڈین جو میڈیا ہے اس کا بہت ہی زیادہ، ایک میڈیا کا تو ہے ہی لیکن گورنمنٹ کا بھی جو نیریٹو ہے وہ بھی یہ آپریشن سندھور کا بڑا ہی ویگ ہے. اچھا، اب جس وقت یہ جو ہے منسٹری آف ایکسٹرنل افیئرز انڈیا سے پوچھا گیا کہ بھئی آپ کے یہ جو طیارے پاکستان بولتا ہے کہ 6 اس نے گرائے ہیں، تو انہوں نے کہا جی ہمارے تو پائلٹ واپس آ گئے ہیں. بھئی پائلٹ تو آئے ہیں، وہ تو ایجیکٹ بھی کر سکتے ہیں، اس میں سے مشین واپس آئی ہے کہ نہیں اس کے اوپر کوئی ان کا ذکر نہیں
مشین
ہے. تو یہ بہت زیادہ ایمبیگوٹی ہے. تو اینڈ بیکاز یو آر این ایکسپرٹ ان دس فیلڈ، تو آپ بتائیے کہ کیا ایکچولی پاکستان جو کلیم کر رہا ہے کہ اس نے 6 طیارے اینڈ 77 ہیروپ جو یہ اسرائیلی میڈ جو ڈرون سے ان کو گرایا، تو کیا یہ سچ ہے؟ دس از کوشچن نمبر 1. اینڈ دین دا سیکنڈ کوشچن از، جو وہ بہت زیادہ ابھی اس وقت ہائی لائٹ کر رہے ہیں کہ جیسے نور خان جو ایئر بیس تھا اور دوسرے جو ایئر بیسز تھے اس پہ ہم نے بہت زیادہ ڈیمیج دے دیا پاکستان کو، تو کیا کچھ ایسا ہے؟ تو آپ ذرا بتائیے پلیز دونوں کوشچنز کے لیے.
جس دن یہ نور خان بیس پہ کلیم کر رہے تھے تو میں انکل لیوز ان پنڈی. I called him and I was worried. I said, maybe he's okay, kya haal hai aapke? And he said, wo halki si thodi awaaz aayi thi, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
No damage done. Okay. So I'm telling you for a fact, the kind of damage they're saying. I'll give you an example of the Indian media. I was born and raised in Lahore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time this year I found out from the Indian media that Lahore has a seaport also. एंड इफ आई हैड नोन आई वुड हैव विजिटेड इट बट देयर इज नो
सी कराची को भी सर बर्बाद कर चुके थे
कराची इज डिस्ट्रॉयड
टोटली इस्लामाबाद के ऊपर कब्जा कर लिया था उन्होंने
आई टॉक टू माय फ्रेंड्स दे आर हैविंग अ गुड टाइम एट बोट बेसिन हैविंग फूड एंड दे कराची इज नॉट डिस्ट्रॉयड यू नो दिस रेटरिक ऑफ एक्चुअली जो मरवाया है इंडियन मीडिया ने मरवा दिया है बिकॉज वी हैव सम एक्स मेजर्स लेट मी टेल यू मेजर हैज feeble experience of strategy and all this and this major I don't want to take his name but this major is giving the strategy to the Indian armed forces and he is saying that burn Karachi take over Lahore chudiyan to nahi pehni Pakistaniyon ne we'll give them a bloody nose and now the situation is the air dominance which they're talking about is 6 feet under I will also tell you later on what is the state of the Indian Air Force right now.
अच्छा वो तैयारे जो गिराए हैं और हैरोप जो गिराए उसके बारे में बताइए is it true actually?
You see, Rafale has Martin Baker ejection seats in them. Yeah. Martin Baker company has this policy that whenever there's an ejection, they post it. So many lives saved. On 7th May, they posted two lives saved. And that lives were the ejected pilots from the Rafale, which were downed. Pakistan, we know that where are the wreckages of these three Rafales, one Su-30 and one MiG-29. We also know which hospitals these guys are being treated. Let me tell you, the J-10C, which shot this these Rafales, used the PL-15E version, which is a beyond visual range, BVR we call it.
BVR, yeah.
And this, just an example, the Rafale pilot finds out that missile warning when the missile is 50 kilometers away. That 50 kilometers, PL-15 travels in 9 seconds.
Yeah.
In 9 seconds, the pilot has, you can make out 9 second pilot has no time. And whenever a pilot ejects, he is like he has back injury, some other injuries. But if the missile explodes the aeroplane, then maybe he is ejecting through a fireball and he gets injured. Now these guys are in. Later on, we'll also come out with the names that who are the pilots.
Okay.
The Indian Air Force performance over the years has been very, very, very weak against the PF. Now. It all attributes to our seniors who trained us and we trained our, this all legacy is going. When I was commanding a combat commander school, I was commanding a Mirage squadron and these top of the line pilots from the other squadron used to come and do this course. You will not imagine how hard that course is and there is no failure. Acceptable and people I could say no this person cannot go further in fighter flying we will send them back same thing with the F-16s when the Afghan operation started okay let me tell you how we got the F-16 and how this is some knowledge you should know our Air Chief Marshal Anwar Shamim is sitting in the boardroom when General Ziaullah calls him and he says, the Americans are offering us Consairs, 100 Consairs, and should we take it? The Air Chief said, either we take F-16 or we don't want anything. So they say, okay. Then Ziaullah calls the Pentagon, whatever, that we don't want the Consairs, we want the F-16s. Then they say, okay, we give an F-16 but without the radar. Our Air Chief said, no, we don't want a truncated or a depleted F-16, we want a complete package. So they gave us 40 F-16s. We went into Afghan operations against a huge USSR then, now Russia Air Force. And I was involved personally in it as a flight commander, F-16 squadron. We used to go there. There would be 8 or 10 packages of these people and we would only be 2 of us. And we would go in such an aggressive manner And we don't care whether we come back or not, but we could scare them off. Mm. And I think 9 or 11 kills we had.
Mm.
And these guys were...
And
they were advanced. MiG-23s,
okay.
MiG-23s.
Okay.
And personally, I was also involved in this. But then, one of the guys who were shot by one of our guys, he ejected. He became later on vice president of Russia.
Right.
He wanted to see the pilot who shot him, actually.
Okay.
So now... In the F-16, remember the F, we have to maintain a standard because we're pitched against a very, very, so to say,
aggressive.
Air Force cannot, their Air Force is not aggressive.
Gotcha.
Because we have been teaching them lessons every time. M.M. Alam taught them a lesson.
Yeah.
Sarfaraz Rafiqi taught, everybody taught them, gave them a bloody nose. Now, problem with them is, this is like a big brother. He doesn't like to be beaten up by a child. Mm. So every time he keeps coming back, and it every time they get a bloody nose.
अच्छा आरिफ साहब ये बात बताइए कि इससे पहले भी बालाकोट के अंदर वो जो नैरेटिव है इंडिया का घुस के मारेंगे तो उन्होंने घुस के मारा तो फिर पाकिस्तान ने वो तैयारे भी उसके गिराए. अच्छा एक ही तैयारे का वो बात करते हैं, दूसरे की तो बात ही नहीं करते हैं क्योंकि उसको शायद इजरायली पायलट शायद उसको वो कर चला रहा था. इसके बारे में थोड़ा बताइए कि वो क्या स्टोरी है.
स्टोरी इज दैट वी शॉट देम, दैट्स अ फैक्ट, एंड वी गॉट दिस अभिनंदन विद अस. देन यू सी they have to lie because they think they are invincible, but which they are not. So everybody knows that they are lying. We have a proof. This person is sitting with us.
And so the wreckage is there, right? And the
wreckage is
wreckage
there, everything is there.
The wreckage is there.
So let me tell you, for the next 15 years, IAF cannot stand up to the PF at all.
But today, Arif Saab, they have approved something like 50,000 crore का उन्होंने डिफेंस बजट जो है वो कह रहे हैं हम बढ़ा रहे हैं. और हमको ये सारे, पहले तो मोदी जी की स्पीच होती थी ना वो, जैसे जब वो बालाकोट का था, अगर हमारे पास रफैयाल होते मित्रों तो हम पाकिस्तान को सबक सिखाते. अभी तो रफैयाल भी आगे है तो अब और वो कह रहे हैं दूसरे हमको लेने, क्योंकि अब अमरीका भी उनको आंखें दिखा रहा है कि हमारे F-35 तुमने नहीं लिया है. तो
देखें व्हाट हैव द व्हाट द इंडियन एयरफोर्स हैज डन टू रफेल एंड द फ्रेंच डिफेंस इंडस्ट्री मार्शल दसॉल्ट, दे मेक ब्यूटीफुल एरोप्लेन्स.
नहीं नहीं, दे आर पुटिंग इन एन इंक्वायरी
इंक्वायरी
उनका तैयारी.
आई वॉज रीडिंग टूडे इन द मॉर्निंग द इंडोनेशियंस हु वर टेकिंग द रफेल फॉर $8 billion, दे आर रीथिंकिंग अबाउट दिस होल थिंग, बिकॉज इफ रफेल गेट शॉट डाउन बाय चाइनीज टेक्नोलॉजी नोबडी वॉन्ट्स टू बाय इट. द अदर थिंग इज इट्स अ पायलटेबिलिटी. यू You give me a Rafale today, I can shoot any aeroplane because of pilot ability. So there's a huge difference in the pilot.
There's a gap between the plane and the pilot. Yeah.
I was also reading today, Air Force, Indian Air Force feeling huge problem of recruitment. With this situation, the young boys of the whole country, they don't want to join the Air Force. Pakistan is not like this. Pakistan is like every time they see the Air Force perform, everybody wants to. I joined the Air Force in 1971 when we had lost East Pakistan. But I was not deterred. I said, no, I will join. You see, so this is how we are. We have passion. We have the jazba which we carry with us. And
सर थोड़ा सा अरिफ साहब, थोड़ा सा अपनी जो आपकी बहुत आप कह रहे हैं कि बहुत ही ग्रिलिंग किस्म की जो आपका ट्रेनिंग होता है, उस ट्रेनिंग के कुछ हिस्से हमको थोड़े थोड़े बताइए एंड टेल अस हाउ ग्रिलिंग दैट इज एंड व्हाट इज द पार्ट ऑफ दैट ट्रेनिंग. उसमें क्या क्या करवाते हैं आप?
फॉर एग्जाम्पल कॉम्बैट कमांडर स्कूल ट्रेन्स पीपल टू बी लीडिंग मिशंस. सी जैसे अभी आपने देखा, नाउ we always train our people against bigger number of aircraft. For example, 4 versus 2, mother 4 enemy, 2 you, they are 3, you are 2, they are 3, you are 1, something like this. So, and the scrutiny is so much that we run the film after the mission.
Mm.
The whole film is run in front of everybody. The calls, the radio calls, the maneuverabilities and everything. And anybody who does not come up to the mark, in the next week he is going back. He doesn't survive.
Mm.
Okay, the other, okay. In the Combat Commander School, I was looking up, I was in charge of the mass raids.
Mm.
Mass raid is something like 16 aeroplanes attacking an airfield, for example.
Okay.
And four aircraft, six aircraft intercepting it. You see, PF training is like real-time training. You cannot do, you know, like simulated thing. It's real-time. Although we are not carrying live ammunition, but the air combat and everything is all real.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why our pilots are very well. Okay, one more myth I'm going to clear today.
Okay.
This was the Sindoor thing.
Mm.
Was an aerial engagement. It was not a dogfight.
Okay.
Dogfight is.
But CNN used this word.
Huh?
CNN said it was a dogfight.
CNN,
dog fight.
No, they are wrong.
Hmm.
Because of. It's a good channel, but I listened to it.
Hmm.
A lot of people in our channel are saying dogfight.
Hmm.
Dogfight is basically when the adversaries are within 10 miles of a bubble and they're turning and burning and trying to get behind each other, and there you. That's why the F-16 is a 9G aircraft.
Okay.
It can pull 9Gs. Otherwise, a human being cannot pull more than 7Gs.
Oh, okay.
And because the more Gs you pull, the tighter the aircraft can turn. So F-16 is a 9G aeroplane.
Okay.
And how can a pilot sustain 9Gs? He will actually black out.
Yeah.
All his blood is going to go down. So.
Okay.
What the technology, American technology is fantastic. Mm-hmm. They brilliant. So what they did, they tilted the seat 30 degrees of the pilot.
Ooh.
The F-16 seat is 30 degrees tilted.
Ooh.
So that the distance between the brain and the heart is reduced.
Okay.
And now the pilot can sustain 9Gs.
Okay.
That's why F-16 can pull 9Gs, a pilot will not black out, and he will shoot the daylights out of the other guys. So I've done a huge number of missions against many aeroplanes, and then it's a fantastic, Rafale is a very good aeroplane, but you have to put a good pilot in it. I can give you another example. For example, when I was training people on the F-16s, one is that you take off and you land fine, very good.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to employ the radar.
Yeah.
Pakistan Air Force got the F-16. Before that, we didn't have this air-to-air radar.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem was, initially with people was, that if they're flying the aeroplane, the radar work is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
If radar work is happening, the aeroplane is going left-right. So that's why they were not successful. You have to use the right radar modes to kill the enemy at the right time.
Okay.
The enemy could be in front, and if you're in the wrong radar mode, the missile will not see you.
Okay.
I'll also tell you now the technology, what we used in Operation Sindoor was, we did, of course, J-10C with the BVR missile, and the export version is about 200 plus kilometers range.
America, 300.
No, 300 kilometers is the original one.
Yeah. Okay.
I presume.
The
batch we got from China before this started, I think we got the 300 one.
That's why they got that.
And of course, first time this Air Chief Sindhu, my fantastic thought process, he used satellites, the Chinese satellites. You know, if you're sitting in a Rafale and you blind his radar, you see the radar is coupled with the missile.
Okay.
If his radar is jammed or he's just, the radar is seeing nothing, this missile is of no use.
Yeah.
See? So this is what happened actually.
Mm.
So they have to be very, ये पंगा लेने की पीएफ से जरूरत नहीं है इनको
क्योंकि सर
इनको पंगा लेंगे तो
पहले हाँ। पहले जो वॉर थी ना सर, वो फिर भी उसके अंदर मिलिट्री यूज होती थी आर्टिलरी के। अभी जो नेक्स्ट जनरेशन आ रही है वो तो अब सारी एरियल वॉर्स होंगी, एरियल वॉर। अच्छा सर, आपका जो बहुत ज्यादा एक्सपीरियंस है अफगान वॉर के अंदर, तो सर उसमें बताइए, उसमें तो रशियंस जो थे वो बड़े जो है वो जिसको बोलते हैं शक्तिशाली किस्म के थे, और
रशियन ब्रेव पायलट,
वेरी ब्रेव मैन, वो भी डरते नहीं है, और उनके पास बड़ा जो
वेरी ब्रेव पायलट, बट देर इज अ प्रॉब्लम, देर इज अ प्रॉब्लम, देर इज अ प्रॉब्लम बिटवीन द रशियन टाइप ऑफ ट्रेनिंग एंड द यूएस टाइप ऑफ ट्रेनिंग।
ओके, दैट इज मोर ग्रिलिंग।
नो नो नो, the Russian
when you American training,
American training is grilling. American training is like very very practical.
Achha.
For example, we had a guy who was coming in front of a Russian aeroplane, and this Russian aeroplane just turned in front of him.
Ooh.
And he shot him.
I
know he's one of my colleagues, Air Commodore Kadri. He shot him, and the thing is, the Russian pilots are listening to the ground, the ground people, what they're saying. Now it depends how good or bad is the ground radar operator. He actually told this aircraft to turn about, and he did not see this F-16 right there.
Yeah.
And he shot him. So when the pilot is in a high-tech aeroplane, he has to be very very independent on his thinking. I have merged with the Russian aeroplanes in the Afghan war, come out clean. We scared them away because north of Pakistan, Parachinar and Miran Shah, there was a track which our Mujahideen were using to go in.
Okay.
And those are the aeroplanes we were trying to shoot down.
Okay.
So when they would, we had a constraint. We would have shot a huge number of aeroplanes, but we had a policy. That the wreckage of the Russian aeroplanes should not fall in, you know, in Afghanistan. It should fall here.
Achha.
So we would only engage them as Pakistan Air Force is a defensive force. Somebody attacks us, we are going to tackle it.
Okay.
But we don't go and attack them.
Hmm.
So because of that policy, if we thought that this, if I shoot him and this wreckage falls in Afghanistan, then we would not shoot. Because of the fact we do not want to be labeled as an aggressor. And we did this Afghan operation. I also tell you, when I left the Air Force, those 40 aeroplanes, F-16 aeroplanes, we still had 36 of them. We did not lose one aeroplane to enemy action.
Oh, wow.
And we shot them. And same way, we shot Rafales and everything. We didn't lose any aeroplane. The air chief, our air chief, was in the operations room. You see, this is how it worked. This Rafale let go the missile.
Okay.
And we found out from satellite everything is he's let the missile, and we fired our missile.
Okay.
We could have, now if our aeroplanes had stayed in that area, there was a chance that they would have been shot. So the air chief said, ye mere bacche hain, inko mujhe bachana hai. They will not die. So they turned them about. Otherwise, you see, war, air war or land war is not romantic at all. It's not Bollywood. You lose lives, you lose families, you lose so many things economically. 80 billion minus is now India. And how is going to recover? Plus, how is going to convince the public that what they have done? Let me tell you another point. You know how much a Rafale costs? $250 billion one aircraft.
The cheapest is 198.
Our J-10 is close to, I think, 30-40 million dollars.
Yeah.
And the JF-17 Block C we make about $30-35 million. So. I personally think if somebody asked me for developing an air force, have an air development strategy, I would say go and buy JF-17s, a number of them,
Thunders,
and buy Chinese technology.
Yeah.
And you can buy Western also, but
Why people think that Chinese are, you know, just... Chinese are now next generation.
Those days are gone.
Those days are gone. Used to make kuch. Ab to Chinese technology, you can't come near. Abhi aap dekhe, for example, the trade war that has started and they said that we are going to cut China aur tum to abhi supply chain nahi bana sakoge. Aur ye inhone kaha ji humne 10 saal pehle ya 20 saal pehle ye sare taiyariyan karke
rakhi.
We saw the scenario and we knew Europeans are going to cut us any time. So we are all prepared.
China has developed in such a way.
Yeah.
So look at the result. And now I'll tell you what is happening. Mm. Our pilots at this point as we speak are being trained in the J-35 aircraft in China. Mm. This is an information people should know.
Wow.
So we are going to get coming next year, January, February, 3 J-35 will be in Pakistan.
Yeah. MashaAllah.
The problem, I'll give you a little problem. I think everybody is listening. The Indian Air Force is designed for 42 squadrons. One squadron has 16 to 18 aeroplanes. So they're designed for 42. They have 31. Two squadrons are retiring this year. So they're down to 29.
Serviceability
is around 60%, 55%, it varies, 55 to 60% serviceability.
Mm.
So that means effectively they have 18 or 19 squadrons available against Pakistan. When I was commanding a Mirage squadron, Mirage is a very old aeroplane. And if my squadron serviceability was below 85%, I was called to air headquarters to explain. So this is the standard of maintenance we do. So look at the Mirages we are flying. More than 50 years, still very potent. You can strike, it can go. So I'll give you an example of myself. There was a trial of Mirages. They wanted to see that with full bomb load, a Mirage can take off from a runway or not. So this thing was task given to my squadron. And I said, I don't want to give it to a junior guy, maybe it crashes the aeroplane, so I said, okay, I'll do it.
But you were the instructor?
No, I was the squadron commander. I was commanding the CCS Mirage Squadron back in 92, I think. So, we loaded up this Mirage 5 aeroplane with max bomb load. And I'm running on Sargodha runway. This aircraft is, the engine is shouting, it's not taking off. So I tell the ATC, we have, end of the runway, we have barrier. It's like a net. If somebody, some aircraft cannot stop, it goes into the net. They have these poles. So I tell the ATC, lower the barrier, I'm not taking off. So he lowers the barrier. You not believe it, I think 10 feet before the barrier, I'm airborne. Mirage takeoff speed 195. I took off like 250 miles an hour. I take off, and now the speed does not increase. It's like at 195, I'm trying to pull it up. It is shouting and it's stalling. So I said, I kept lowering, and then after 25 miles, it got the speed. So I turned. So then I came back and I said, this Mirage cannot take off with full load. Either you reduce the load or reduce the fuel. But if you reduce the fuel, then you reduce the range. So that time this study was done by my squadron that we need air-to-air refuelers.
And
I think our leadership was very, very progressive. And government supported them. We got air-to-air refuelers. So at that time the report said, my report said, you have full bomb load, but minimum fuel. And you take off easily. Over your airbase, you refuel full. And then you go. So ranges increase and it's easy. So people, over a period of time, progressively, we kept, you know, improving. Everybody put in the effort टू इम्प्रूव द एयरफोर्स।
अच्छा, अभी आरफ साहब जो इंडिया है वो बोल रहा है, जैसे कि मोदी जी अभी बोल रहे हैं और उनके जो जनरल साहब ने भी वो जो है उन्होंने भी बोला है, पिक्चर अभी बाकी है मेरे दोस्त, तो अभी पिक्चर कितना बाकी रह गया भाई। और वैसे भी आप तो मिलिट्री के जनरल हो, आपको क्या पता है एयरफोर्स के बारे में। तो वो उन्होंने अपने जी उस पर ट्विटर पे आप देखें एक्स पे लिखा हुआ है, पिक्चर अभी बाकी है मेरे दोस्त, अभी क्या बाकी रह गया। एंड मिस्टर मोदी हैज वेरी अग्रेसिव डिजाइंस, और वो कह रहे हैं कि ये सीज फायर तो है अपनी जगह पे, यानी कि वो लोगों को इसमें छोड़ रहे हैं कि कभी भी कुछ भी हो सकता है। तो आई वॉन्टेड टू आस्क यू, हाउ प्रिपेयर्ड इज द पाकिस्तान मिलिट्री एज अ होल एंड पाकिस्तान एयरफोर्स इन पर्टिकुलर?
नंबर वन, पाकिस्तान एयरफोर्स इज इवन नाउ
सोती नहीं है पाकिस्तान एयरफोर्स।
वी डोंट यू नो व्हेन आई वाज फ्लाइंग द F-16 वी हैड अ मिशन ऑन कहूटा।
अच्छा,
वी वर गार्डिंग इट 24/7, वी गार्डिंग इट। आई हैव डन मिशन two thirty at night.
Mm-hmm.
We don't anybody come and kill our assets. Yeah. So now I'll give you another thing if you have time.
Ji ji boliye.
There was at 2:30 at night I get a call that enemy is coming, 24 aeroplanes to hit our nuclear plant. In 1 hour, Pakistan Air Force put up 96 aeroplanes in the air in 1 hour. And we had a huge reception committee for these people. The base commander comes. The base commander comes into the air defense alert. The air defense alert hut is like underground. He comes and look at his briefing. He said, Arif and all these guys, we have these people coming in to take out our nuclear thing, which is our lifeline. So your briefing is you're going to hit them with a missile. Missile does not hit them with guns.
Achha.
If the guns do not hit, you go and bang into them.
Oh.
But not one of them will go back. This is the briefing. This is how is the psyche of the PF pilot. People should be scared of us actually. We are handsome, but we can be very scary too.
Lethal. Yeah. Lethal combination.
Lethal combination. Then 100 kilometers or miles short of Karachi coastline, this 24 aircraft turn about. So we are alert. You can just imagine in this scenario, they grounded the Rafales, they could not dare get into the air. We had complete air supremacy with the cyber warfare, electronic warfare, the whole package. What if in the absence of the Indian Air Force, the army walks in and take whatever amount of area it wants to take in Kashmir.
Okay.
But we are not aggressors. Mm-hmm. We don't want to create that kind of situation, so we held ourselves back.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not a guarantee that next time we'll hold ourselves back.
Okay.
And Pakistan Air Force and Pakistan itself, armed forces are fighting for survivability. And if someone is fighting for survivability, it becomes very lethal.
अच्छा आरिफ साहब, ऐसा है ये जो बहुत सारे मैं देख रही थी हमारी तरफ से भी कुछ वो भड़काऊ आ गए थे ना जर्नलिस्ट बहुत सारे, तो वो ये न्यूज आई थी कि पाकिस्तान एयरफोर्स ने तो 6 अभी गिराए हैं तैयारे इंडिया के, लेकिन एक्चुअली 27 तैयारों को लॉक कर लिया था।
Yes.
तो उनको गिरा सकते थे, लेकिन अगर गिरा लेते तो दैट वुड हैव बीन डिक्लेरेशन ऑफ वॉर। लेकिन मैं आपसे पूछना चाहती हूं कि इसमें कितनी सच्चाई है कि क्या 27 इंडियन तैयारे लॉक कर लिए थे पाकिस्तान एयरफोर्स?
आई मे इट मे नॉट बी ट्रू 27, आई एम माय न्यूज इज अबाउट 10 ऑफ देम।
अच्छा, ओके ओके।
यू सी व्हेन
तो 6 तो गिरा दिए उसमें,
6 गिरा दिए। यू सी द थिंग इज नो 10 were other than these 6.
Achha, achha, achha. So 16, yani ki all together 16. All right.
But then, we would have had losses on our side too.
Two, okay.
And then the Indians will say, okay, we lost 3 Rafales and we shot down 4 J-10C also. So it would have been parity.
Okay.
But we don't want that. We want 100 of them falling down and none of us falling down. That's our strategy. Okay. We have to survive. Indian Air Force is in a very pathetic shape right now. You know, the Indian Air Chief, before this operation, he has indicated to the government of India that we are not ready. They didn't listen because it's all political. I don't know. I'm not a political man, but I presume it is political because how do you get into operations when the operational commander, the air chief, is saying I'm not ready? So that is a huge mistake they made. And if they want to make, I think we should all be thankful to Prime Minister Modi for creating this situation in which
testing your preparedness.
No, the air dominance. Which you see, numbers doesn't mean that you can have air dominance. Air dominance is very critical. Like in the Gulf War, I was in that time posted in Riyadh. And you know, the Americans, tremendous war machine, were doing 3,000 sorties per day into Iraq. Air-to-air refuelers, fighters, airbags, everything. And I've seen it. I was posted in air headquarters in Riyadh. And I've seen this Gulf War. I've seen the second Gulf War too. I was there. But you see, no, you cannot take PF lightly. You see, when M.M. Alam shot the hunters in 65, hunters, if you do a line comparison, is faster, much better than F-86. But he shot them.
Ek round mein kitne unhone giraye the? Teen giraye the?
Three or four he shot, and the one was running away, he shot it then. And also remember, these people who came in those hunters were the squadron commanders and flight commanders, senior pilots of the Indian Air Force.
Arif sahab, ye bahut hi important hai. Amir bhi mere khayal mein baitha hua hai, aapse kuch poochna chahta hai. To Amir, aap bhi zarur poocho unse.
Kar leta hu sir.
Aap shuru kar.
Sabse pehle to sara credit PF ko jata hai. Yahan bahut current pe hi baat kar lete. Sir, Rafael already tested, wars mein bhi test hota raha hai. S-400 वो भी टेस्टेड वॉर्स में यूज होता रहा है. ड्रोन्स तो इसराइली फलस्तीनों पर आए दिन वो फेंक रहे होते. कितना इम्पोर्टेंट था हमारे पायलट्स के लिए कि J-10C और PL-15 जो कि कभी अब तक जब तक
ये टेस्ट ही नहीं,
वो टेस्ट ही नहीं हुआ वॉर में, ऐसी मशीन को देना किसी भी पायलट के लिए, तो उसके लिए क्या एक इम्पोर्टेंट, उसके दिमाग में क्या चल रहा होता है? क्योंकि मैंने अपनी एक फेसबुक पे ट्विटर पे कोड लिखा, इट्स नॉट अबाउट द मशीन, इट्स अबाउट द मैन बिहाइंड द मशीन,
बिहाइंड द गन,
गन या मशीन. यस, तो क्या उसको क्या फीलिंग होती है एक नए पायलट के लिए जबकि वो वॉर में गया ही नहीं है वो मशीन, और उसको वो जाकर दुश्मन को सामने फायर करना है?
व्हेन अ पायलट इज सिटिंग इन अ हाईटेक एरोप्लेन, ही इज टोटली फोकस्ड. You see, his brain is working like a computer. He's looking at this radar and he's looking at the clues which he's getting, the radar lock on, the missile lock on to the aeroplane. And incidentally, when all these things are mashed together, he can let go. All he has to do is press the trigger. But his brain has to work very fast. And then, of course, he has to extricate out of the area because one thing we call in the Air Force, sweetening the shot. If you shoot somebody, you have to get out quickly. Because if you don't get out, somebody will shoot you.
It's very risky.
So you have to survive. It's a very, very risky, risky business. And people, I've gone into a supersonic nosedive in a Mirage from 25,000 feet and recovered at 250 feet. But you will not believe it, not for one single moment I was afraid that I'm dying. But God Almighty, you saved me. And this travel from the 25 to, you know what actually was going in my mind?
I'm going to crash?
Yes. From my childhood to the last stage. In this 10-15 seconds, the whole film ran into my mind. But then I came out. When I came out, of course the aircraft was overstretched 10 Gs. It was like almost finished, but I recovered the aircraft. Well, I was not afraid. Somehow, I don't know, this God-given or something to PF people, fighters, our military, our Navy. One thing I have to tell you again now, it's not a warning, it's an indication to everybody. The Indian Navy bought out the Vikrant.
INS Vikrant. We are just about 300 kilometers away from
And the Pakistan Navy locked them.
Okay.
And 3 days they went back.
But they had BrahMos also.
Yeah, BrahMos is fine, but...
That is a very deadly missile.
Yeah, it's a very deadly missile.
Yeah, but it came in Lahore also.
Yeah, they did a lot of BrahMos, but they're not non-jammable.
Achha, okay, really?
If you do, yeah, every...
Because uske andar wo kehte hain, wo teen security ke layers hain.
Well, we can jam the three and they can have 4, 5, 6, but we can...
Achha, sir, ye inhone kaise, aap logo ne kaise toda wo jo S-400 sara system hai unka, usko kaise toda?
It's all electronic warfare and cyber war.
Okay.
Do you know, it's common knowledge, I'm not saying something which is classified. In Air Force, we have hackers and jammers sitting right in headquarters, and they're volunteers, they're not paid by anybody.
Wow.
ये जज्बा की बात है ना
जी
और मुल्क की बात है मुल्क का परचम ऊपर करना है या परचम उल्टा होगा या उसमें लिपट जाएंगे हम लेकिन छोड़ेंगे नहीं किसी को यू सी सो पीपल हैव टू बी वेरी केयरफुल लाइक आई थिंक दिस वाज दिस अभी आई थिंक दिस वाज राउंड वन राउंड वन राउंड टू बट एनिमी इज वेरी शातिर इज नॉट गोइंग टू लीव यू
इज गोइंग टू लीव वो अभी स्ट्रेटेजी बना रहे हैं मुझे लगता है कि उन्होंने जैसे वो मिलिट्री आर्मी में होते हैं ना स्ट्रेटेजिक रिट्रीट अभी दिखा रहे हैं कि हमने स्ट्रेटेजिकली रिट्रीट किया मुझे लगता है वो रीग्रुप कर रहे हैं
रेट्रोग्रेड इन द आर्मी दे कॉल द रेट्रोग्रेड बैटल दे मूव बैक एंड दे
regroup and then
regroup. But where they have a lot of pressures China Bangladesh all like you know it's not easy
जी नहीं बिल्कुल सही कह रहे हैं सर क्योंकि अब इतना आसान नहीं होगा इंडियन फोर्सेस के लिए कि दोबारा इसको अटैक करने के लिए क्योंकि हमने देखा कि जिस तरीके से उन्हें जो कुछ भी अभी सामने हुआ वो एक्सेप्ट ना करें जैसे हम प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस सुन रहे थे उनकी कि जी हमारे सारे पायलट वापस आ गए तो मैंने ऐसे ही जो क्रैक किया तो पायलट तो आ गए जहाज का है
वो ये ना वेयर इज द मशीन
वेयर इज द मशीन
देखिए एक फर्क होता है पायलट वापस आना और पायलट को लेके आना जो गिर जाए हॉस्पिटल में है वो आई थिंक दी पुअर पायलट आर इंजर्ड बैडली बिकॉज दैट्स व्हाई दे आर इन हॉस्पिटल व्हेन आई नॉर्मल इजेक्शन वन और टू डेज द गाय इज ओके यू डोंट गेट एडमिट इन
और दूसरा सर हमें यहाँ अब देखें इस पूरे सिनेरियो में हमें खुलकर पाकिस्तान को समझ आ गया है कि कौन हमारे दुश्मन कौन दुश्मन तो खैर नहीं कहूंगा कि दोस्त कौन कौन है जिस तरीके से चाइना ने हमारे साथ साथ दिया टर्की हमारे लिए आगे बढ़कर आया
और इंटरव्यूज चल रहे थे इंटरनेशनल मीडिया
वेस्ट को इस बेसिकली वेस्ट को इस वक्त खासकर दी यूनाइटेड स्टेट ऑफ अमेरिका को टेंशन इस बात की हो गई है कि जिस तरीके से क्योंकि देखिए हमेशा मजाक उड़ाया कई इंडियन चैनल्स पर भी हमने जब देखा जब हमने
लेट मी टेल कट यू सॉरी टू कट यू ये जो ऑपरेशन है ना ये इंडियन मीडिया ने मरवाया है इनको इंडियन
बॉलीवुड की फिल्म समझ लो
बॉलीवुड इज नॉट दैट सिंपल
सारे जमीन पर वो पाकिस्तान में तैयारे जमीन पर कर
क्योंकि इन्होंने बहुत मजाक उड़ाया था कि ये चाइनीज टेक्नोलॉजी है ये चलेगी भी कि नहीं ये रन होगी भी कि नहीं होगी
ब्लैक इन व्हेन आई वाज फ्लाइंग द F-6s इन 75 चाइनीज MiG-19 इट इज वेरी ओल्ड टेक्नोलॉजी You know, for a lot of things, we had to do this Nalki type.
All manual things, yeah.
Pneumatic brake was like, just a cycle ka brake was in the handle. And when I would do this, go chus, sometimes it will work, sometimes it doesn't work. The ejection seat had a, Pakistan mein soda bottle ka nahi hota, puck wala. The ejection seat had that, that ball. And this, the ball, now it, If the ball was in your favor, the ball would come out,
otherwise
it will eject.
Otherwise
if the ball didn't like you, it stays in, the pilot is in the ground. So that is...
तो मुझे लगता है कि इंडियन मीडिया ने वही सारी चीजें उनके जहन में होंगी तो उन्होंने कहा कि ये भी नहीं उड़ेगा
देखें दैट इज ओल्ड टेक्नोलॉजी चाइना इज वे हैव यू सीन द इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर ऑफ चाइना द ब्रिजेस दे मेक
रिसेंटली विजिट
ये तो विजिट करके आया चाइना को
सी आई हैव नॉट बीन टू चाइना आई विश आई विल गो लेटर बट दिस इज व्हाट द टाइम्स हैव चेंज्ड
यस
But we are in the right block, right?
Exactly. This is what I've tried to say. We are the right block.
We are in the right block. We have nothing in US. US has been very, very upfront and supported us.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I have to tell you, to give the due, US has supported us a lot. Yes. Our equipment, F-16, they gave us F-16, and we trained our pilots on and this is
sir, that. Sir, use kar sakte hain F-16 combat?
Absolutely.
Achha,
absolutely.
Because maine padha tha ek dafa koi clause aaya tha ki America ne kaha ki hum aapko de rahe hain ye, lekin aap combat mein nahi use kar sakte, hamara taiyar hai.
It's just like this, you go to a restaurant and say the food is there but you cannot eat it. Will you go to the restaurant?
This
nonsense.
Achha, achha.
But yeah, a lot of people, the problem is that everybody has become a
expert
Air Force strategist.
Yeah.
I don't blame them because that's the norm people are talking about, but because I've been in this for 29 years, I can tell what I'm giving you first hand information, like the dog fight, and I can tell you about the future.
Future,
tell me, tell me. Future, labe reh gaye to hum future pe baat karte hain.
Let me tell you about the PF.
Yes.
PF is about 15 years ahead of the IAF.
Really?
In technology,
wow.
In aircraft procurement, the only country in the world make their own aeroplane.
Yeah.
Pakistan,
and other equipment also.
And our equipment. Pakistan Air Force, of course, the collaboration with China, produces 28 to 30 aeroplanes only in Kamra facility.
Achoo.
Wow. And do you know, between, I wrote down, in 2001 to 2021, Indian Air Force has lost 200 aeroplanes. You see, the crashes, their serviceability is down, but their safety record is also very low, because the standards are low, and you see, like, now we are paying on aeroplanes, when when you want to procure an aeroplane, there's a lead time.
Okay.
If Canada wants F-35, the delivery of all aeroplane will complete in 2032.
Oh.
And likewise, when we get this J-35, we'll get 3 next year too, because there's a lineup.
Yeah.
Chinese Air Force wants. So
we have started producing our own.
If today Donald Trump says, okay, we are giving you 100 F-35, which I think they'll be reluctant to do. They don't want to embarrass Lockheed Martin again. So if they decide to do it, there's a lead time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 8 years, 10 years. Yeah. Look at the Tejas. The Tejas, 83 of them, many years. There's a lot of bureaucratic things in India which does not let it progress in the way. Hamare very decentralized control, and people are. Of course, the government supports. I'm not worried about or care which government is in Pakistan. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
The armed forces want something.
It is given.
You see, so this is.
I was telling you that Amir and I were discussing this, that Pakistan is the only country in 192 countries that makes its own equipment. And Amir was making a joke, saying that we have used our Gauri and Babar and those all, so we have not used it yet. ये तो अभी एयर फोर्स का वो है तो ये तो अभी
नहीं,
हमारे पड़े
ये हमारा एपेटाइजर था मेन डिश अभी रह गई है
अच्छा
तो अगर इनको मेन डिश से डरना चाहिए आवर आर्मी इज वेरी स्ट्रांग आवर आर्मी इज आवर मिसाइल सिस्टम अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह वेरी स्ट्रांग आवर आई एम नॉट वरीड अबाउट हु इज अ कमांडर बिकॉज वंस यू गोइंग टू कॉम्बैट everybody has to listen to the commander.
Yeah. Okay. The discipline in the system is very strong.
Very disciplined army. The commander says do this, they do
it. Yeah, do this.
और ये जो है हमारे ये जो आमिर भी जिसकी बात करते हैं ये गौरी और बाबर और ये सारे जो हैं ये इनका रेंज क्या है सर?
We are talking about 1500, 2000, they can go
3000, the Shaheen, I think 3000.
So that's, you see, in this situation now what has happened, the whole scenario has changed. Pakistan
has established its superiority.
Can beat and survive in conventional warfare. You don't have to go nuclear.
Okay.
You don't have to go nuclear because that is, nuclear is like, I mean, both sides, it's, nuclear has not been used in 1945 and hopefully
will never be used.
It should not be used because it's not the right thing to do to the humanity. But It's very cruel.
Hmm.
But conventional war, of course, we...
So Pakistan, aap keh rahe hain, is 15 years ahead.
15 years ahead because, you see, we have... Hmm. Next year, we're getting the 5th generation aeroplane.
Yeah.
5th generation aeroplane.
We are right now 3.5 generations.
Huh?
We are right now, we are in the 3.5 generations planes.
No. This Rafale is 4.5.
No, we have.
We have this. The
3.5.
JC is not. It's 4 and 5 ke darmiyan mein hai.
Yes,
but again, it is how you employ the weapon system.
Mm. Yes.
How you employ the weapon system. That is the
pilot
meat.
Training.
That is
pilot training kaisi hai? Pilot training.
Pilot training is like way above. Or here is the thing. When you depleted strength of Indian Air Force, a pilot needs a certain number of hours to be operationally ready.
Yeah.
30 to 45 hours he should fly, so he should be comfortable in the cockpit and be able to do operations.
Yeah.
If a pilot is flying 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a month, he is not ready for combat. So that is a problem. Indian problem. You cannot give more aircraft and more hours because the aeroplane get fatigued and they start. You know, serviceability goes down.
Okay.
Availability strength is less.
Okay.
And on Catch-22 situation. If you
so Pakistan ne kaise kiya sir? Phir Pakistan kaise itni extensive flying hours de raha hai apne ladkon ko?
Because we went very very gradually.
Achha.
We had a graduated training process. We had, and people did a lot of hard work.
Okay.
And every air chief which came, he had his own ideas, and every idea was like better than the other one.
Pehle wale se.
So the present air chief is very tech savvy guy.
Okay.
So that's how he employed Sidhu. Was hats off to him. He employed electronic warfare. He said this is the norm. So which the Indian Air Force and the Indian were really, really surprised. They were not expecting this actually. But we did it. And now this is the new normal. So they can go and try, but I can say 12 to 15 years way ahead.
Okay.
And the army can do whatever they want in this time frame.
Yes.
नहीं वो कह रहे थे ना अपनी इलेक्शन ट्रेल पे मोदी जी के अभी हम पाकिस्तान साइड का भी कश्मीर ले लेंगे
वो सियासी बयान आते हैं उस पे जोर
ना पॉलिटिकल आई एम नॉट
नहीं मैं कह रही हूँ तो मिलिट्री पे अगर ऐसा टाइम आया तो जैसे आपने कहा कि ट्रेडिशनल मिलिट्री
वी डोंट नीड न्यूक्लियर
नहीं मैं तो पॉलिटिक्स ला नहीं
अब हमारा टाइम जो है खत्म की तरफ है सर
हमने आधे घंटे का बोला था हम वी आर सो ग्रेटफुल एंड थैंकफुल हम एट
प्लेजर टॉकिंग टू यू एंड योर क्वेश्चन रियली टू द पॉइंट
नहीं हमने आपके हुसन को देख के आपसे पूछा नहीं कि हसीना हो कि कितने चक्कर थे
इंशाल्लाह वो फिर कभी दोबारा बुला लेंगे
हसीनाओं के चक्कर
पूछेंगे उसके लिए यू नीड टू व्हील ऑन
इंशाल्लाह
वो मेरी एक्चुअली ये वाली जो मेरी तस्वीर है ना जहाज के साथ
ये दिखाएं जरा नवदीप ये दिखाएं को जो मिल रहा है वो इनाम भी और ये अच्छा ये क्या है ये सर ये बता दें ये जो आपको अवार्ड मिल रहा है ये
दिस इज आई गॉट अ सितारे बसाल गैलेंट्री अवार्ड व्हेन आई वाज फ्लाइंग द F-16
एक्सीलेंट और दूसरी भी दिखाएं जरा नवदीप और ये वाला
दिस इज व्हेन आई वाज फ्लाइट कमांडर F-16 पीछे
F-16 है
ये दिस इज माय हेलमेट आई स्टिल हैव दिस हेलमेट एंड दिस इज माय this is a photograph which was put in for advertisement for recruitment.
Nice. Wow, that's so cool, man.
Kill the enemy.
अपने look से पहले तो अपने look से kill कर दे और फिर skill से.
But all in all is a pleasure.
Definitely.
सर हम आपको बुलाते रहेंगे अब हमने आपको छोड़ना नहीं अरब साहब.
मैं तो कनाडा में हूँ.
Absolute pleasure. हम आपको
इंशाल्लाह. इंशाल्लाह सर बिल्कुल बुलाते रहेंगे क्योंकि वो टाइम अब हमारा इस्लाम की तरफ है.
Thank you so much. I hope I have given some information which is useful
to
you.
A lot of information, sir.
But there is a huge bag of information which we have sequentially.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. 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 Thank you जनाब आप हमें सुन रहे हैं 770 AM डायल पर प्रोग्राम साजो आवाज टॉप ऑफ द आवर का ब्रेक लेते हैं प्रोग्राम में वापस आते हैं हमारा नंबर 416-620-1778
यू आर लिसनिंग टू WTOR 770 AM यंगस्टाउन टोरंटो
ब्रैम्पटन शहर एक इन्वेसिव स्पेशीज मैनेजमेंट स्ट्रेटजी तैयार कर रहा है और हम आपकी राय जानना चाहते हैं। आपकी राय मकामी पौधों जानवरों और उन कुदरती मकामात के तहफ़ में मदद देगा जिनसे हम सब लुत्फानंदोज होते हैं। 29 अगस्त तक हमारा मुख्तसर सर्वे मुकम्मल कीजिए और 10 खुशनसीब पाएंगे प्रेस्टो कार्ड जिसकी मालियत है $20 TRCA कंजर्वेशन एरिया फैमिली पास जिसकी मालियत है $35 ऑन्टेरियो पार्क पासेस जिनकी मालियत है $50 मजीद मालूमात के लिए विजिट कीजिए brampton.ca/invesis
कर्ज से निजात के लिए एक ही नाम मोहम्मद सिद्दीक ऑल द सॉल्यूशन पुरसकून जिंदगी और क्रेडिटर्स की कॉल से छुटकारा
मोहम्मद सिद्दीक ऑल डेट सॉल्यूशन बैंक्रप्सी इंसॉल्वेंसी कंसोलिडेशन करते हैं अप टू 80% मोहम्मद सिद्दीक आपके लिए काम करते हैं पुरसकून जिंदगी अच्छी सेहत और लंबी उम्र की जमानत अपनी जिंदगी को पुरसकून करने के लिए कर्जों से पाक करने के लिए राबिता कीजिए मोहम्मद सिद्दीक 416-671-0577
Spear and McKay Menswear, fully vertical operation, direct from factory to customer. Quality compare kar sakte hain aap Harry Rosen, Burberry or Hugo Boss se 100